Well, yeah, because he's not doing videos for our show.
Let's see what happens.
No video there.
Joey, you do the videos, yeah. And then we can start bus tossing you, okay? We just need to see some videos first.
That's true. We need to see the work first.
And exactly. We will be more than happy to bus toss you at that point.
I don't know. I don't think we're the bus tossing show unless it's Mac.
We're not the bus tossing show.
I mean, it was really only Mac. We don't bus toss Jake.
I don't know that Jake would tell anyone that we're ducking the charges on that. Jake, do we
bus toss you?
Do you bus toss me?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Right, who do we bus toss?
Is it just Mac?
Mostly Mac.
Okay.
Mostly Mac.
That feels good.
That means maybe some part-time update anchors that probably aren't too thrilled with us on the day-to-day basis.
It's like when you find out you're 2% Norwegian.
I'm 2% Italian is what I found out. And so that's, I told you that in confidence. And yeah. And mainly so I could start doing the Tommy Cutlets. Am I right?
Yeah.
Get that video.
I almost said... like an Italian phrase, and the first one that came to mind was a curse word. Who else do we bus toss?
Am I up for Italian Man of the Year at 1.9%, or is that too low on the?
I think that's the right amount for me.
Jeez, you can't find parking in Little Italy once, and the whole place has me banned now.
That's true.
It's unreal.
True. You got a reputation.
I can't show my face in that place.
Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
Well, JP, the Knicks are down bad. You hate to see this. Another loss to the Pacers puts them in a 3-1 hole. Well, Boomer Esiason of the WFAN morning show, you know who he is. He made a strong case for the Knicks' home struggles and what's causing them.
I mean, they play better on the road than they do at home. I think they're just sick and tired of all the celebrities at home. They hate playing in front of these people, and they just rather get away from all of that and go play defense and figure out a way to win on the road, which is really, there's something to be said about that. When you go on the road, it's you and your teammates. That's it.
I want to tell you how Charmin soft you have to be to tout what a mecca that Madison Square Garden is for everyone all the time. And then they get down 3-1 in the playoffs, or in this case, I think this was taken from when they were down 2-1 before yesterday's loss, to be down 2-1 and be like, it's those bleeping celebrities. Yeah, okay.
Was he serious? I thought he was kind of joking there, right?
No, but he's definitely annoyed with the celebrities, which is wild.
I mean,
that's just such a New York take.
So, like, I've started seeing people on TikTok before the games. They'll post all the different celebrities that go into Madison Square Garden. Number is getting out of hand. The amount of celebrities that go to these games.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. It shouldn't impact your play at all. But the celebrities also went to the Indiana games too. Ben Stiller was at last night's game. So was my guy Timothée Chalamet. Spike Lee was there too. Like, they had their own version of basically Celebrity Row there.
I just think it's like the dumbest thing to complain about. To me, like, complaining about celebrities in the audience, maybe, like, I never complained about Eddie Vedder and Bill Murray in the crowd at Cubs games where there was like 17 Cubs fans that were prolific, high profile people. I think bitching about celebrities attending the game as if it actually, he's not suggesting it actually does matter to wins and losses, but if it adds some sort of circus environment, it's the NBA playoffs. Like, that's the circus environment. You could take Ben Stiller and Shamalama Ding Dong and every other Jamoke out there. I have no respect for him. Is he French? Is he American? Pick a side. All right. Thank you very much.
Born in New York.
But he summered in France, which makes him a hell of a lot more France than he does American. I didn't summer in France. I summered in Lodi. You're welcome, Shamalama Ding Dong. Now, the point is, it's a weak ass take by Boomer. Love him, respect him, weak ass take.
Summered in Lodi.
I did. 11 acres of God's earth.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen, I'll take you to God's country. We got ticks, but I'll take you there.
Tyrese Halliburton in the game 4 win, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, 4 steals, 0 turnovers. That's never been done before in an NBA game, regular season, or the playoffs, Nick. Last night was more about Tyrese Halliburton than it was anything.
Yeah, he was good.
He was incredible.
I think he might be good at basketball.
You think he might be better than Darius Garland at this point?
I'm willing to say that, yes.
Okay.
I'm willing to say that maybe I underrated Tyrese Halliburton, and he just happens to be really good. Now, I do think they're going to get gentlemanly swept. I don't know anyone stopping OKC at this point with how they're playing, But just to get that Indy team to put the Knicks down 3-1, to do what they did to the Cavs, you have my respect, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, I mean, last year we talked about how the Celtics basically had the easy path and the easy way in. That has not been the case here this year for Indiana.
Although, can we also say, John Halliburton acting like he's doing it, so, it still bugs me.
I like that Tyrese, though, after the game, did say it helped. We know it didn't help, but like you have to convince it's every like, Indiana
like putting
Pacers
his
fan,
arms around people like I you, sired
you, yes,
him.
You have to convince That's every me. Pacers fan that it actually does matter and it makes Halliburton the best version of Halliburton.
But they're so from that, Indiana. They can't read. What?
Okay.
I mean, you've been to Indiana. I've spent time in Indiana.
I would take more shots at like a West Virginia than I would in Indiana.
I think.
What are the states that can't read on your hierarchy of states that can't read?
This goes. I had this take once driving through West Virginia.
Okay.
And then I drove through Indiana. The only difference between the two spots is hills. That's it. Indiana is just a flat version of West Virginia. Oh, that felt good. Thank you for allowing me to call back to that take because that is one of my prouder takes.
You just pissed off Larry Bird, but you're welcome.
Yeah. Who looks like a bird? He grew into it.
Omaha!
He grew into it.
DeAndre Hunter, Cavs forward, is hard at work this offseason.
I'm trying to think of people that look like their last name.
Well, no, he didn't look like a bird when he was younger, but as he's gotten older, the beak has become more pronounced, and the hair is like a tuft. Right, the tuft of hair.
But he looks more like Big Bird. I mean, which is a bird, but like he looks more like a cartoon bird than he does a real bird.
Yeah, I don't think he looks like a finch, but I see what you're saying. DeAndre Hunter, hard at work this offseason. He looks to be getting into the food content game, is evident of this most recent IG story from his account.
What's up? We back. We got a.
You hear me?
French toast with lemon zest, blueberries, and some ice cream. Coconut ice cream. Take a bite for you. Phenomenal, yo.
Hey,
what was this?
So this DeAndre Hunter, and DeAndre he starts Hunter. It by saying, "Okay, big backs," and then
he's hardly Emerald with the bam. But
then his paramour or whoever is taking the video is talking to somebody off camera. So it's like DeAndre actually has got a little bit of personality there. His lack of flavor is a flavor. But then we just need to clean this up. I'm in on DG, the food content creator. Come on. You make $20 million a year. We can clean up the production a little bit.
Too many people try to be rappers, all these NBA stars. Not enough food creators.
That's a good take.
The food content game. Let's start this thing up. He'll be on the Food Network in like 3 weeks.
Can we agree? He needs a fat sidekick. He's so skinny that I'm not going to believe that you eat all that food. I'm going to think it's like just a paid advertisement. You get a fact.
Bobby Flay did more than well being a relatively tiny guy, all things considered.
He
in
looks,
shape guy.
He, you know, I mean, he's food blogger in shape, but he's not in shape.
Bobby Flay. What about Robert Irvine? That man was jacked. Restaurant Impossible? It was like the restaurant version of John Taffer's Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
And he was in charge of it. And he was this food guy was just jacked out of his mind. Wore glasses. No frame of reference for Robert Irvine?
No.
It was like the opposite. If you didn't watch Bar Rescue on Sundays.
Wow. You know me, I'm a Bar Rescue guy.
All throughout the daytime. You went to Restaurant Impossible instead, which was that version of that. And he was fantastic.
You know what?
Absolutely jacked.
What I say when people bring up Robert Irvine? Shut it down!
Omaha!
Mike Vrabel says the Patriots are aware of a video involving Stephon Diggs. Have you seen this video at all? Because I'm going to describe it.
Wait, which video?
So the one that went very viral yesterday.
He was hitting on other women when Cardi B was on the same boat?
So not only that, and yes, Cardi B's his girlfriend. I'm going to describe it to you the way ESPN in an article described it to me. So that I make sure that we don't mess this up, because I want you guys to hear this. A video of the wide receiver surfaced on social media in which he was on a boat and flashed an unidentified pink substance while surrounded by three women.
What could that be?
I don't know, because I'm not a drug guy. I don't know the drug game. I can't tell you what drug would be pink. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm not sure if you can help
Google?
Me out in this.
Can we?
Well, so that's what I did. I went to Google and I said, what drug could be pink? and they suggested it was the cocaine.
The cocaine. They color the cocaine.
That
pink?
Was what Google told me. I don't know if that means other drugs could be pink.
Pink cocaine, yeah, is a powdered mixture of substances which is dyed pink, and may have a sweet smell, and even typically produces mind-altering hallucinogenic effects. All right.
So, Stephon Diggs, welcome to Foxborough. Three-year, $70 million deal, coming off the injury, and this is the video that he has out there right now.
You know what the slang term is?
For what, pink cocaine?
Yeah.
A Barbie doll.
Pinks. Not very creative there.
Like the hot dog, huh?
Yeah.
Just also something DeAndre Hunter could review.
You got my wires crossed here a little bit.
Maybe not.
I'm caught between cocaine and food. I'm like Chris Farley. The little person pro wrestler known as Hornswoggle shared his welcome to WWE moment on his first night with the company and meeting The Rock with Cleveland's old buddy, Chris Van Vliet.
I see my buddy Dwayne come back through. Like, oh, hey, man, thank you so much for coming back. Thanks for, what you're going to do for WrestleMania and what you're going to do for the company. And glad to have you back. Good to meet you. My name's Dylan. He extends his arm out. Goes, did you have a good time tonight, buddy? Taps me on the shoulder. Leaves. And I go, oh, no. He doesn't realize I work here. I was on the show before that. Within 30 seconds, I had so many people message me. Rock thought you were a Make-A-Wish kid, huh? Big Show called him out the next week about this because it got to Big Show. And Rock goes, no. Yeah, I did. Like the next Kevin Hart, tiny little actor.
All right, if this happened to you, how do you handle the follow-up if you're The Rock? Just own it right away?
No.
Or do you deny and then cave?
Yeah, I mean, if you're The Rock, I think you just apologize. But you're also so big that it doesn't really even matter, does it?
Like
the famous standpoint, big.
No,
no. This guy will be happy
you
if you basically do
it
anything.
To a little person?
Yeah, that's what I first thought. Okay. I was worried you were going to go with that side of things.
Fair.
So I would think it'd be okay. Just a simple like, hey, my bad on that.
All right.
And I don't think you did do anything more than that.
So after my grandparents got divorced when I was like 9, my grandma started going back to church, and every Sunday we would all go out to lunch together after church. And so about like 6 months in, we go to Cracker Barrel for the first time together. My grandma's first time at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
we ran into my grandpa and his fiance, who now happens to also be my grandma. All right, we don't go to Cracker Barrel again for another 6 months. Then we go again 6 months. So this is the second time in a year that we've gone to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And there's this person, and they're a smaller statured person.
Yeah.
And they've got like a pink like cotillion hat on that women wear, like a Southern hat, and like a sundress on. And my grandma thought it was a little girl, and she goes up and she's like, "You look so pretty, little girl."
Wow.
Upon realizing this was a 50-year-old woman. And when I tell you my grandma never ate Cracker Barrel again, I'm not lying to you. She was two strikes and out with that restaurant.
That's tough because it's such a great restaurant. Have you ever gone to Little Person Wrestling at all?
I have not, but I know many people who have.
I once bought tickets, and then I ended up having this girl like slide back into my text messages, and she was like, "Well, let's see." And I got this date open, and I'm like, "All right, I'll blow off Little Person Wrestling, and we can go see if this one works again." And it's a regret I have forever.
And
Nick,
look where your life is today. Like, think where you could be if you'd just gone to Little Person Wrestling.
Do people that have gone, do they say it's great?
I don't know. I just know that they've gone, and that's as far as it. Well, they tell a lot of stories that happened there, but they don't say good or bad.
Does it still happen anymore?
Yes, it still happens.
I didn't know if we got rid of that. I didn't know 2025 if we got rid of that or not. There's a lot of wrestlers.
216-474-0092. Joe Flacco talks mentoring or not in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.